This is Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. And there's more, allbook-books.com and my Substack, Musings from Between the Lines. So this week, a brief look at the same old, I didn't even listen or read or watch the whole Trump State of the Union domination speech. But here's a quote. I have this quote, but I can't remember where it came from. Over the same 48 hours, the Trump administration that is allegedly anti-war and deeply affected by all the deaths in Ukraine has had Secretary of State Marco Rubio expedite the shipment of $4 billion in military aid to Israel to continue its savage slaughter of Palestinians, Lebanese, Syrians, et al. Rubio said this is part of the $12 billion Trump has approved in arms for Israel since he took office 42 days ago. Now, it's not really peace that Trump is going for in Ukraine. It's the minerals, the rare earth minerals. He can say it's peace, but that's really what he wants. And that's out there information. And then the other question is, why aren't the MAGA, Make American Great folks up in, I won't say arms, why aren't they in the streets? How do you make America great again by shelling out $4 billion aid to Israel, $12 billion, whatever the numbers are? It does not compute. And I find it endlessly amazing that people in the politics, everybody seems to have an opinion about other countries as if it's any of the U.S.'s business. But this is how the colonial mentality has infected people's consciousness. They actually talk about, I mean, I like to keep up with things because I'm as Thomas Paine said, a world citizen. But in actual practicality, it's none of my business what goes on in another country, except in the sense of caring for human beings and the earth and all the beings there. But the reason behind all this is that it's the same old, because... So here's a little bit from the Don speech. 6 weeks ago, stood beneath the... This is him. He stood beneath the dome of this capital. Now the dome, domination, the dome is a form of domination, is the capital, and proclaimed the dawn of the golden age of America. The beginning of the golden age of America. From that moment on, it has been nothing but swift and unrelenting action to usher in the greatest and most successful era in the history of our country, Trump said. This will be our greatest era. That's E-R-A. Should be E-R-R-O-R. With God's help. Oh. Interesting how, yeah, anyway. Over the next 4 years, we are going to lead this nation even higher, and we're going to forge the freest, most advanced, dynamic, and here it is, most dominant civilization ever to exist on the face of the earth. Now that, as I've repeatedly mentioned recently, from studying and keeping up with Stephen Newcomb's work about the domination system that goes back to the papal bulls in the 1450s, and then back to Genesis, dominion over the earth. This is the same tagline. Dominant, dominating, and civilization is domination. It's all on who's on top. Who's on top? Who's the greatest? Lead this nation even higher. It's all floating in the air. These people never landed here. They came to Turtle Island, but they never landed. Their consciousness never put their feet with the actual earth and learned from the actual people. And yet they have the gall to say that on the most domination on the face of the earth. Then he also wants to fund a state-of-the-art Golden Dome missile defense shield to protect the homeland. From whom? But again, the dome, again, these are all, the word dome has a connection to domination. But that's really just what I wanted to point out, was that for all the bloated talk, essentially, it is all about lording it over others and the money behind that. Domination system. All right, thanks for listening. Be well.